Welcome to Abide's Daily Christian Meditations. I'm Tyler Boss. Today's meditation is brought to you by our partners at Life Audio. If you go to lifeaudio.com, you will find dozens of other faith-centered podcasts in their network. They've got shows about prayer, Bible study, parenting, and more. Head over to lifeaudio.com now. And remember, you can have full access to our meditations commercial-free. Just text ABIDE to 22433. For 25% off. Now, receive His peace as we meditate and abide in Christ. Welcome to this Abide Meditation. I'm Tyler. Your pillow is soaked with tears, and your eyes are swollen and red. Your body feels wrung out and exhausted, and your heart is heavy. Sadness doesn't feel like a blessing. But Jesus said, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." What did he mean? Sadness is a blessing, because sadness can lead you to Jesus. Sorrow over your sins can cause you to repent, to turn away from your sin and toward God. When you do, you find comfort. God offers forgiveness, joy, and hope. And sadness that results from the broken nature of the world, a world marred by sin and subject to death, invites you to place your hope in God's kingdom. When you begin to lament all that is wrong in the world, you become able to hope that it will be made right. Sadness is a blessing, precisely because it leads you to find comfort in the only place where you can find true, eternal comfort, in God. Today, let your sorrow lead you to God. Perhaps you're coming to God today with a heart that is heavy with sadness. Or perhaps today you are filled with joy. Wherever you are, God is ready to meet you. And it's always good to practice centering your heart on the promise of the gospel, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us and made it possible for us to be reconciled to God. Pray with me. Heavenly Father, it hurts to live here in a world that is broken by sin. Sometimes sadness overwhelms me. And I know that I'm not innocent. I too have sinned. Thank you for sending Jesus to conquer sin and death. Thank you for forgiving me and for freeing me from the power of sin. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to be with me as I wait for the fullness of your kingdom to come to earth. Help me to place my hope in you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Breathe in deeply, and then exhale slowly. Focus on your breath, allowing it to grow deep and regular. Let words from today's scripture become a part of your breath. Inhale comforted and exhale blessed. Slowly breathe in comforted and breathe out blessed. As you continue this pattern of slow, even breathing, notice if there is any place in your body where you feel the weight of grief pressing on you. If so, lightly place a hand there as you breathe in and ask God to bring comfort. Have Jesus' words convicted you? Perhaps you've realized that you don't grieve your own sin. Right now, take a moment to search your heart. Ask God to teach you to mourn appropriately. And if God brings any specific sins to mind, confess them now. There is no condemnation for those who are in Christ. In Christ, you are fully forgiven, reconciled to God, and adopted as His child. You are given everything that you need for life and for godliness. The Holy Spirit is with you. You have hope for today and for the future. Listen now as I read Matthew 5:4 in the English Standard Version. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. As I read that verse once more, listen for a word or a phrase that stands out to you. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. What did you hear? In this quiet moment, ask the Holy Spirit to speak to you about it. Can you remember a time when you truly grieved your sin and the damage it did to you or to someone else? How did God comfort you in that sadness? Listen again to Matthew 5:4 in the Amplified Bible. Blessed, forgiven, refreshed by God's grace, are those who mourn over their sins and repent, for they will be comforted when the burden of sin is lifted. It isn't just our personal sins that cause us to mourn. We also mourn the losses that are a part of living in a fractured world. Henri Nouwen writes, "The violence, greed, lust, and so many other evils that have distorted the face of the earth and its people causes the beloved Son of God to mourn. We too have to mourn if we hope to experience God's consolation." What is one way that you see that sin has damaged the world around you? God invites us to be a part of bringing wholeness and healing to a broken world. You just identified one way that you see that sin has damaged your world. Can you also imagine how God might be inviting you to participate in repairing this part of the broken world? Tell God that you want to be part of His work on earth. Say, God, let your kingdom come in and through me. Listen again to Matthew 5:4 in the New Living Translation. God blesses those who mourn, for they will be comforted. We have an example of holy mourning in the book of Ezra in the Old Testament. God's people had been exiles for generations when finally they were able to return home and to rebuild the temple and the walls of Jerusalem. Ezra led them, but when he realized that the people hadn't been following God's laws, he mourned their collective disobedience. Appalled, he sat for hours and then tore his clothes and fell on his knees before God. Ezra wasn't just mourning his own sin. He was mourning the sins of his people. What are the sins in your community that you might mourn? Ezra didn't hide his grief. He prayed publicly. And now, O God, what shall we say after this? For we have forsaken your commandments. We are before you in our guilt, for none can stand before you because of this. While Ezra prayed and wept, a great number of people joined him. They wept together. How might your public mourning help nudge other people toward repentance too? God's people mourned together, and then they decided to make a change. The people made a new vow that they would work together to honor God's laws. Despite their faithlessness, they found that God was faithful and forgiving. They took comfort in God's never-ending love. How does God's love comfort you? It is the kindness of God that leads us to repentance. And it is the kindness of God that comforts us through repentance. And it is the kindness of God that enables us to change. Ask God to send His kindness into your heart and into your community. Thank you.
pray with me. Heavenly Father, it's painful to live in a world that is broken by sin. Sometimes the hurt and grief overwhelm me, and I know that I, too, have sinned. Thank you for sending Jesus to conquer sin and death. Thank you for your forgiveness and for freeing me from the power of sin. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, to be with me as I wait for your kingdom to come to earth. Help me to place my hope in you alone. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Allow God's kindness to lead you to repentance, and allow God's kindness to comfort and change you.
Until next time, may you abide in Christ.